Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's 20th anniversary of our membership, or I should say the membership of Grace Marie Turner in our Brain Trust. She's one of the founding members of our Brain Trust. And Grace Marie, happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary, baby. And to your lovely wife, I say hello, too.
Well, I'll tell you, we love having you here. We're so proud of the day we found you and you agreed to come back and then keep coming back after all these years. In spite of me, I appreciate it very much. And, folks, I don't know what we've done without Grace Marie. I promise you, as animated and agitated as I get about the condition of healthcare in America and the failure of our political class to fix this, Grace Marie, you probably talked me down off the ledge I don't know how many times over the years, and I don't know what I'd do without you. So, but folks, nobody knows more about this than Grace Marie. She's advised people all around the world. She's up to her ears helping the Trump administration and the GOP in Congress craft some kind of a repeal and replace a path that they're working on right now. Grace Marie, talk to us about some of the solutions, some of the options that could be part of our world if we could get this thing passed.
You know, the options are to put consumers and small businesses and the marketplace back in charge of doing what it does best, and that is figuring out how to gain efficiencies and consumer satisfaction and higher quality through competition and consumer choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And Obamacare took us absolutely in the opposite direction, putting more and more of our health sector under government domination. So
which effectively doubled our national debt.
Well, not just this, but other things that,
right,
that the Obama administration did. Absolutely right. And Obamacare is on a trajectory to just be a bottomless pit of spending,
yeah,
for the 20 to 25 million people getting coverage through both the exchanges, the private insurance, more or less, and the expansion of Medicaid. And it's a bottomless pit, which is why Congress is thinking, oh, my goodness, the insurance companies are saying that the premiums are going to increase 30%. We better throw another $30 billion into that pot.
Right. Yeah.
That's never – government can never solve this problem. They created it, and
you can't throw good money after bad. That's one thing that you can't keep doing. So what are –
What we're working on – Senator Rick Santorum, who's really a good policy
former person, senator from
senator
Pennsylvania,
has been leading an effort working with the Heritage Foundation, the American Enterprise Institute, Galen Institute, to come up with a way to empower states to help their citizens. And we are this was actually the bill that almost made it over the finish line in September, sponsored by Senators Graham and Senator
mm-hmm.
Senators Cassidy, and it would have basically taken the money that we're spending now on Obamacare, block grant to that to the state,
right,
giving them more opportunity.
This is really the only mechanism, isn't it, to fix this?
Washington cannot do this. Insurance is too local, too parochial,
yep, mm-hmm,
too different in different states. The states can figure this out. They need some additional resources. Okay, here they are. Federal government's good at doing that, spending money. States are actually good at listening to their citizens and,
mm-hmm,
and fine-tuning the regulatory market so that people will make sure they get good insurance, but lots more choices. But ultimately, it devolves power down to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody were to be assigned to, let's say, a Medicaid managed care organization, and they didn't want to be in that, under our plan, they can take the money that otherwise would be spent on their behalf and go into the private market, buy into their employer plan that they can't afford now, mm-hmm. join an association health plan. They can take that money and buy the kind of policies they want. And that's the kind of thing that's actually worked in the Medicare Part D program, consumer
right.
choice and
that's
competition,
right.
bringing prices down.
So there's
giving,
a model. There's already a successful model for this.
And we want to do this at the state level. But the federal government cannot, it's proven it can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's done nothing but increase prices, drive people out of the market, so that mm-hmm. the only people that can afford Obamacare insurance right now, if they don't get gigantic subsidies, are people who are older and sicker, who are basically spending a higher percentage of their income on insurance.
Let's tell the truth about this, folks, which hasn't been done by the people who created this monstrosity. Obamacare was never designed to actually sustain itself as a working system. It was designed to fail. It was designed to implode on itself. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I don't think they intended that to happen, but most of us predicted that's what would happen.
I'm not so sure. I'm serious, Grace Marie. You know, I mean, I'm not on your level of understanding, but I've been covering this for a long time, and I'm not so sure that it wasn't their plan, because they did not think that they thought Hillary was going to get reelected, and they'd be able to convert this nightmare into a single payer, and everybody would go along with it.
Well, their goal always is to put more and more people on publicly
That's
supported
right.
insurance.
That's right.
They see Medicaid as the platform for mm-hmm. broad coverage for the middle class.
That's the reason
now,
Obama doubled Medicaid.
I don't know very many middle class people.
He doubled Medicaid
right.
in his time. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back after these messages, folks. Grace Me, Galen.org, folks, is the website, Galen.org. I hope you'll check that out. And there's one more website which I'll get her to tell us about in just a minute. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.